the final push. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
There's going to be a red wave election, and I can't wait.
Senate Republican Mike Lee of Utah is predicting the GOP will retake control of Congress on Tuesday.
We understand things can't be business as usual. We've got to undertake this effort to combat inflation seriously, aggressively.
Lee, who appeared on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, is being challenged by independent Evan McMullen. The latest polls have Lee ahead by a few points. In the ruby red state of Oklahoma, polling has been unusually close between Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and his Democratic opponent, Joy Hofmeister. During this final weekend of campaigning, southeast Oklahoma was hit with a string of tornadoes. The governor traveled to hard-hit Idabel yesterday.
Visiting the folks on the ground, getting all of our generators, getting all of our state resources. Had a call with the FEMA director yesterday and Homeland Security. So we're doing everything we can to make sure our locals have all the support that they need.
The Twisters are blamed for one death in Oklahoma and one in Texas. Dire warnings in Ukraine. The mayor of Kyiv says residents need to prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking energy infrastructure. The city is already dealing with daily hours-long blackouts. In the coming weeks and months, electricity, water, and heat could be scarce. Crossing the finish line first at the New York City Marathon, Evans Chebet of Kenya, he won the men's race. For the women,
the first time is the best time. Cher Lokedi, in her five borough debut, her 26.2 debut, is the champion.
The TCS New York City Marathon, courtesy of New York Roadrunners. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He was injured by a bullet, but that won't stop Pakistan's former prime minister. Imran Khan says a protest march that was interrupted by gunfire will resume on Tuesday. Khan is pushing for early elections. As Japan looks to the future, it's rethinking and reshaping its military.
Japan may be on the cusp of doing something it hasn't done since the Second World War. With increased threats around the globe, from North Korea to Russia's war on Ukraine, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says it's time to strengthen his island nation's military capabilities, and that includes increasing the size of the Japanese Navy. Speaking Sunday at an international fleet review of naval forces from the U.S., Australia, Canada, South Korea, and more, Kishida says his nation urgently needs to build more warships, beef up anti-missile capability, and improve working conditions for troops. It's the kind of thing Japan has avoided since its unconditional surrender to the Allied powers in 1945. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A postal worker in Ohio is accused of having an illegal side hustle. Supervisor Kerry Beach is accused of trafficking drugs. He was allegedly paid $500 per package to deliver methamphetamine and fentanyl. When federal agents confronted him, Beach allegedly had drugs, cash, and a loaded gun. The weather can sometimes be a factor on election day. This year, forecasters are watching a system that could impact Florida after Tuesday.
Disturbances down just around areas of Puerto Rico that we think is going to be some sort of a hybrid storm that is going to bring some impacts to the coastal areas of Florida sometime maybe Wednesday, but it's also going to bring very windy conditions all up and down the eastern seaboard. So we're going to be watching for that.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.